The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Today's daf is being studied with the Mishpat of Rav Ben Esther. Who Hashem tenechenu begin ending. Amen. Today's daf is being studied from Ashleimam Miki Ben Jamie. El Narifanano. Mishpat Nefesh and Mishpat Guf. Talking about the Bavli Chenya. Rasul Amar. Amen. We begin today's daf. On the Amud Rishon, we are 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines down. Ve Amar Rav Shmuel Ben Nachmani. Amar Rav Yonatan. Kol Haosem Mitzvah Achad Ba'olam Hazeh. Anybody that does a mitzvah in this world, Mekademato. The mitzvah precedes him in Olam Abba. Shne'emar, v'halach lefanecha tzedkecha. Your tzedkecha, your good deeds, will precede you. V'chvod Hashem yasvecha. V'chol ha'over avera ahad. And anybody that commits a sin, in this word, melafafato, the sin envelops him. And like a garment. Omolichato, liyomadin. And takes him to his judgment. Shne'emar, yallafto orchot dalkam. The Maharsha explains over here that what's the difference between a mitzvah and an avera? The mitzvah, it says, goes in front of him. The avera, it says, envelops him. Sounds like it goes behind him. So what's the explanation? So he gives a mashal. The mashal ima davar dome to a fellow that was invited to the king's palace for a wedding or for a party. So it's a big honor for him to go. So the king's emissaries come to pick him up. So the king's emissaries tell the fellow, follow us. We're going to the king's palace. They're able to walk in front because they have no fear that he's going to run away. Because he's going to a party after all. So the emissaries walk in front and the fellow follows. But if a person, let's say, was being summoned to the king's to be sentenced on the gallows, so he cannot tell him, follow me. Because the fear is he's going to run away. So what he has to do is he has to stand behind him in order to make sure that he goes. When it comes to the mitzvot go in front of the person. Because the mitzvot are taking the person to Gehinnom, take the Gehinnom. So he follows him. He has no fear that he's going to go anywhere. However, the Averot, if you're going to go in front of him, the guy's going to run away because he doesn't want to go to Gehinnom. So therefore the Averot go around him. They grab him, they hold on to him from the back in order to push him to his fate. Rabbi Elazar omer kishura bo chekelev, that the sin attaches itself to the person like a dog. Shneimar velo shama ela lishkav etzla liyot ema. This is talking about when Yosef refused to be with the wife of Potiphar. So it says he did not listen to lishkav etzla be'olam hazeh, not to be with her in this world, liyot ema be'olam haba, or to be with her in the next world. I mean, if he would have been with her, the avera would stick to the person like a dog, even in Olam Haba. So he did not want it to be not in this world and not in the next world. Amar Shlakish, bo v'nachazik tova la'avotenu. We have to give thanks to our forefathers, to avotenu. And she says, osi ha'igim. We have to give hakarat tov to those people that worship the golden calf. Why? Shel malehin lohatu. If they did not sin and worship the golden calf, Anu lo banu le'olam, we would not have come to the world. The Gemara is saying that before the Jewish people worshipped the Egel, they were on a very high spiritual level. And they were so high, they didn't want to get involved in any ta'avot, any lust of this world. Once they did the Egel, they became human again. Once they became human, so they went and they had children. We have to thank them for doing the Egel. If they didn't do the Egel, we wouldn't be here today. Shere emar, ani amarti Elohim etem. Before the Egel, God said you're like angels. You're so elevated. But your deeds became, you did the negative deeds, you made sin. Now you turn back to man, and you will die like man. And she says in the fourth line, exactly, Jewish people like angels, and they would not have had children. Comes the Tosafot, the second Tosafot, this Gemara's mashma, that it's a good thing to come to this world. So we have to thank them. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have come to this world. As if it's a great thing that we came to this world. So someone has a question. The rabbis decided, it's better off that a person should not be created. So what are we so excited for? That's in the beginning of this creation. Better not to be created because we don't know if he's going to make it or not, if he's going to be a tzaddik or not. Abad kishun tzaddik. But if a person makes it and is a tzaddik, right? Fortunate is him, and fortunate is the generation that he's in. So the tzaddik says we have to give thanks to our parents that worship the Egel, because of their Egel, they were able to have children, we were able to navigate this world in Sidkut. So that's what they say. But in the beginning of life, it's better not, because the Maharsha explains there's 365 Averot and it's 248 Mitzvot. The odds of messing up are more than the odds of doing good. There's bigger chances of making a mistake than doing something right. So the odds are against us. But once a person leaves this world, he's a tzaddik, then of course it would benefit him to come into this world. But now he has a chance to go to Olam above. According to the Maskana, the Gemara is going to fall off this opinion, and if we, as we'll see, it'll work out with this Gemara. Okay, come to Gemara continues. You're telling me that the Jewish people did not worship the golden calf, they would not have had children? Exactly, it's one of the commandments. Parashat Bereshit, God tells Adam, Peru Urvu, you have to have children. So Gemara says, Asinai. No, that could be, that was until Sinai. Gemara says, Bisinai namikedim, lechem orlem shuvu lechem laholechem. After Sinai, God says, go back to your tents. And the rabbis learn, go back to your tents, means go back to your wives. So therefore, God is, if he's telling you, go have children. Lisimchat ona. No, maybe God will just tell him, go back to make your wives happy in the mitzvah of conjugal rights, but not to have children. Now she says, Lisimchat ona, she'ad atan nesalim antikishu la'isha. Till now, when they worshipped, before they got Matan Torah, they were forbidden to be with their wives. So all they would say, go be with your wife, but not necessarily to have children. So you have no idea from that. But clearly Pasuk says, in order that God should do good for them and their children. That was said at Matan Torah. Implying what? That they're going to have children. Yeah, for those that were at Sinai, for the fathers and the children that were out Sinai. We're not talking about the future descendants. It says, this is the Sefer of Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon saw the future of all the future generations, every generation and its leader. Dor, dor, v'hakamav, and its hakamim. Dor, dor, v'panasav, and its supporters. When he got to the generation of Rabbi Akiva, Adam Rishon, when he took the book, Samach betorato. He said, oh, you're so happy, such a rabbi, and have such Torah, v'nitatzeh b'mitato. But what? He was saving to see how Rabbi Akiva is going to leave this world as death. Amar veli mayaklu le'echa el, and he came along and he said how precious those that are close to you are, borei olam. Amar Rabbi Yosei en ben. So that's first. We have a question over there. You see that the man was destined to have children from the beginning of time. You see already best Har Sinai. You see Adam and Eve. So already the future generations. Amar Rabbi Yosei en ben David ba an shichlu neshamot shebaguf. There is a box in the heaven, as she says, the box is called Guf. And that box over there has all the neshamot and a future that come down to the world. And God is not going to bring the Mashiach until all the neshamot that are in this box called Guf are going to be dispatched. God says, I'm making the Shemot. And God says that the Rashi says, which means after the Geulah, there's not going to be any more fighting or wars. So there's not going to be any more anger. That's the spirit. God's going to send down the spirits that are going to be enveloped in a body. the word, who? Kemo atufim lelabam v'neshamot shani asiti. Skiruach asher lefanai neshamot shebaguf ya'atof. Hu Rashid Lashon is hu ha-me'acher, which means the word ya'atof is being delayed. Which is the only reason why the Geulah is being delayed is because that the neshamot have not been yet dispersed. Veruach lefanai ya'atof. Since the spirits or the souls have not been given brought down to the world yet, so there is a delay in the Geulah. Also, what do you see over here, bud? That there is a certain amount of Nishamot that have to come down to the world, and you see that what? That until these Nishamot are brought down, they're not going to have a Geulah. So, what do you mean they're going to have children? God has to send all the Nishamot. Incidentally, we say every day in the Tefillah, in Ubal Siyun, We say Uba l'Sion Goel u'Shabeh Fehesha b'Yaakov. The Mefarshim say Goel u'Shabeh Fehesha. That should be what goof. That what? That when is the Geulah going to come? I should declare Kodesh Mitzvah goof. Goel u'Shabeh Fehesha. In any event, the Gemara says Do Tema Anu Do Banu De'Olam. Don't say that if it wasn't for the sin of the egg, we wouldn't have come to the world. For sure, we would have come to the world. Ela.
Lecture mode on.
It would have been like we didn't come to the world. Because if they wouldn't have done their Hegel, so they would have been on such a high spiritual level. So even though we would have been born, but they would have, we would have been so small compared to those great giants, so that we would be like invisible. So it would be like we didn't come to the world. Meaning there would be towering giants in spirituality that would eclipse us, our existence. So that's what Gemara is saying. Of course we would come to the world. But what? It's saying that our existence wouldn't have been even noticed. So therefore we say, that goes back to the Taptos Safot. The Taptos Safot's question was, I thought it's not a good thing to come into this world. It's not. The Gemara is not saying that they were happy to come into this world. They were just saying that if it wasn't for them, for making the sin, we wouldn't have been noticed. It would have been like we didn't come to this world. Look at the next Tosfot. En ben David man shechul shemot shebagufim tomar, mikom akul yichlu aideh ovdei kuchavim shuhum olidim. Tosfot has a question. So there's a certain amount of neshamot that have to come down to the world. So send them down into goyim. Who says he has to send them down to the Jewish people? Let God give those neshamot to the goyim, and that all the neshamot will come down. The Yeshua Omer, Arav Rabbeinu Hanan, the neshamot of Yisrael, v'shnodekhim enam beguf echad. Different neshamot, which means the neshamot that God sends down to the Jew, and the neshamot that God sends down to the goyim. It's different. It's a different box. There's two boxes. Enam beguf. Kuf is the box. There's a box of goyim. Neshamot, the box of Jewish neshamot. Ve'ad amar. I said when Mashiach comes, a lady is going to give birth every day, and they're going to give birth to six at a time. What are you giving birth for? I thought all the neshamot already were dispatched. Then a new box is going to come, a new neshamot, a new gufi. There's a box until Mashiach, and there's another box of guf that starts after the Mashiach. Okay, comes the Gemara continues. The Memra di lo chatu lo avu maite. It's mashma a lot from here that if they would have not the Aiga, they wouldn't have died, because she says kemishu lo banu le'olam v'pishen chayim le'olam, they would live forever. V'chol zman she'en kayamim enam chashvim klum, we wouldn't be considered anything. So it's mashma if they didn't do the worship to Aiga, they would have lived forever. Is that so? Nakati parashat Yibamot. We have a Torah. Torah clearly talks about situations where people die. Parashat Yibamot, the brother died. And now the other brother has to pick up the marriage. That means there's death in the world. Uparashat Nahalot. Isn't there a parasha of inheritance? So what do you tell me? The Torah wrote something, it'll never happen. If the Jewish people didn't worship the Egel, then there would be no death. He said these halakhot don't have any application. So it was Atenai. It's conditioned. The Torah says, not for sure you're going to have these cases. In the event that there'll be death in the world, so these halakhot apply. If there's no death in the world, so they don't apply. It was said al tenai. Umike TV kira'e al tenai. Well, Torah writes the prescription al tenai. Kima says in. Yeah, why not? The hachi amar bishomer lakish. My dichti vayale vayiboker yom shishi. It says and there was a night and there was day, the sixth day. Milamer chetna kuz baruchim ase bereshi. God made a condition with the creation. If the Jewish people accept the Torah, then fine. Otherwise, I'll take the word back to Torah Vavu. So you see what? The world is unconditional. The Torah is unconditioned. If the Jewish people accept it, then we have a Torah. If they don't accept it, the world is destroyed. So yeah, the Torah is written under certain conditions. Comes giving answers. Meti, what are you talking about? We have a question. Niyiten v'aya lebabam ze lahem lebatel mehem malach hamavet. Iefshar shekivan gezera gezera. Ha lo kiblu yisrael the Torah ela kedesh shelo teumah v'lashon sholetet b'hem she'emar le'ma'an yitav lahem v'lebnehem ad olam. Which means it says in the pasuk. That what? Mi yiten v'ya levavam ze. After the Jewish people worshipped, received the Torah, it said, mi yiten, who should give v'ya levavam ze, that their heart should be to fear God and keep his mitzvot kol hayamim. Lema'an yitav lahem lebnehem le'olam. So God was saying that we wish that the Jewish people will be on such a high spiritual level forever. So it says, what is this referring to? Lebatim emelach hamavet. Did it mean to say that God was saying that he's going to make a treaty with the Jewish people to get rid of the angel of death?
Iyashar. No, you can't say that. Shekeva nigzera gezera.
There was already a gezera. What was the gezera? That there's going to be death.
The treaty that God made with the Jewish people, when it says the man yitav lachem, God's going to do good for you and your children, that is going to take away the malachim mavel. That is in the world already. And the treaty that God made with the Jewish people that signed the man yitav lachem meant that as long as you're following the Torah, no nation will have any dominance over you. The ad olam doesn't mean you're not going to die. The ad olam in the pasuk means you're going to have dominance over the Goyim. You're not going to be able to control you. What are you talking? You're telling me what? That when the Jewish people received the Torah, they didn't worship the Eidah, they should live forever. But it clearly says over in the Braita, no, there was never a deal that can live forever. All the man yitav lachem ad olam meant is that as long as you follow the Torah, the Goyim will not be able to control you. But death was a reality. So make up your mind. Would they have died or would they have not died? The Torah says, "Hu da'amar ki haitana." No, we have a different Tana. He's going like a different Tana. It's Mahlok Tanaim. She's a Shtakish. He's going like a different Tana. The Tanya Rabbi Yosef said, "Lo, kibui said the Torah, ela kedesh shelo yeh malach hamavet sholet b'hem." Oh, the Shita over there is the Jewish people accepted the Torah with the condition that the malach hamavet will not have any dominance over them. Shneimar and he amarti Elohim atim. At that moment, we're like angels. Umni Aryon kolechem habatim azchem. Once they committed the sin. So you see according to the Shita, according to the Miyoseh, in Achen Amen, the Jewish people at the time of Matan Torah were relieved from the Malach HaMavet. One Shita says, no, death was always in the world from the time of Adam Rishon. All they were relieved from at Matan Torah was that if you follow Torah, the Goyim will not have any ruling over you. But the Bible says, at that time they accepted the Torah, they became like angels. It's like there's no death by the Malachim, there's no death by Klai Yisrael. But the Bible says, Nameh, Haketiv, Lema'an Yitav, Lahem, Velebnehem, Ad Olam. So what does the Pasuk mean? But it says, Lema'an Yitav, that God will be good to them and the children. What's the good? What's this good? According to the first rabbi, the good is what? The Goyim are not going to dominate us. But according to the Rabbi Yosef, that says there's not going to be any death in the world, what's the good? Gemara says it's obvious. Tovahu dehavya. The Gemara makes a diuk. Tovahu dehavya. Hamita ika. Smashva. Good you'll have. Which means, but with death. It doesn't say there's not going to be any death. It just says it's going to be good. But mashva, there's going to be death as well. Gemara says, what are you talking? Amar lach. The Rabbi Yosef Amara, Kevan, the Lecha Mitah. Once already there's no death in the world. En Lecha Tova Gedolah Mizu. There's no greater good than that. That's the Torah the Pasuk is talking about. That the goodness that will be, Ad Olam will be, relief from death. Metar Kaman Amen, Amen, Haketiv, Achein Kadam, Zimutun. Oh, but it says in the Pasuk, after the Egel, Achein Kadam, Zimutun. Now you're like going to be like man that's going to die. Anyway, according to Tarakaman, there was always death in the world. What happened after Matan Torah, after the Egel, that changed? According to Tanakh Kamad, death was already from the times of Adam HaRishon. And the only thing that God promised about Matan Torah was what? Ad Olam, you're going to have the dominance over the Goyim not going to be able to control you. But after the Egel, it says, Achen ke Adam Timutun. Smash for that death now came into the world. It says, no, my mita aniyut. Poverty. Mita doesn't mean physical death. But now it meant that there's going to be poverty. That she says, "Shemeshehatu." Once the Jewish people sin, "Shaltu b'hem sonehem." The enemies now had control. "Shamechilin et mamonam kol hayom v'b'haya le'echol." The enemies pillage the Jewish people and they tax them and they take their money. And that's already the mitah that's talking about. Now, how do you know that mitah is referring to poverty? Gemara says, "Amar mor arba'a hashuvim kemetim." There's four people in life that are considered chas v'shalom like they are. Then Elohen, Ani, a poor man, Some, a blind man, Mitzura, a leper, Lomishen lo banim, and Balbinatsim does not have children. Ani, Dichtiv, Kimetu kol anashim. God tells Moshe Rabbeinu to go back to Egypt, because all those people that were getting in trouble with Paro when you killed the Egyptian, those informers, they died. Umaniu, and who were these informers that Moshe Rabbeinu had to worry about? Datan, Ba'abiram, Umi metu. Did they die? They didn't die. We don't mean the time they came out of Egypt. That time they were around the time of Korah. So we know they didn't die. Mehve Abu, they were there. Ela sheyardu minichsehem. Must be what it says. They died. They lost their power of influence. Their power of influence was what? their money. And therefore, you don't have nothing to worry about. The only reason why they were able to get you in trouble last time was because they had money, so they had some, they had a say in Pharaoh's palace. Now, they're still alive, but no one's listening to them. Because they died, meaning their influence died, meaning they have no money. So, man, how do we know? So we see what? That a person that has no money is considered that he is, that someh dichtiv, a blind person, the Mahashakim or Shivani, God says, the prophet says, I was placed in darkness, kemete olam, like the dead people of the world. That is the Metzorah. Where's that pasuk? Al na tehi kamet. Yes, that's by Miriam. Al na tehi kamet. You see what? That you had a leprosy. So the leprosy is being called like a dead person. Mishi enu banim dichtiv. What does Rachel Avinu tell Yaakov Avinu? Havali banim. Give me children. V'im ayin meta anochi. Which is beta now. I'm considered dead now. Okay, well, that's what the Tosafot. Tosafot says, Ela shiyadu b'nechsev. So we see that Tarabiram, they lost their wealth. Tosafot. Eleka levar sumim hayu. Tosafot has a question. Maybe they became blind. How do you know that this is the proof that they lost their money? They went blind. That doesn't mean, why don't you tell me that that's as blind, blindness as that? Tosafot says, Deha ketib ba'adat korach ha'ene aneshim ha'em t'nakir. They came and told Moshe Rabbeinu that even if you come and gouge our eyes out, we're still not coming. That means they had eyes. So therefore, we know they weren't blind. Okay, that's that. Maybe they weren't leprous. Leprosy also does. In the times of Korah, they were in the Kedah. They were with the Jewish people. If they were Mitzurayim, they would have been outside of the camp. So they cannot be Mitzurayim. Oh, maybe they had leprosy in Egypt, but we know that everybody had an ailment at Matan Torah got better. Because it says, whoever got healed at the time of Matan Torah, it came back at the time of the Egel. Okay, so that cannot be either. So, because they would have been Mitzurayim again. Then Tosfos says, "Bishelo ayu lahem banim." So maybe they didn't have children. That's why the Tava Abinam were considered like they were dead. The leka lememar to bishvil kach lo ayu pachot kerim lemalchut lehalshino kibatachilah. Why should they lose their influence just because they don't have children? Which is why does God tell Moshe Rabbeinu, "You can go back. They're not a threat anymore because they don't have children." Why should not having children cause them to be less of a threat? If you say that they lost their money, oh, now we understand why. Because money wields power. Money wields the influence. So therefore, the reason why they were able to go to Paro and inform, because they had power. But what? They lost it. They don't have children? Not having children is not going to change their influence against the king. So the fourth logically proves that the only thing that this can be talking about over here is they lost their money. Yes, mefarshim. Demashba le shiyadu menikseheim. Demahmat ken en lehem koa od lazik. Aval kol hanach hayu echolim laziko al yedeh mamonam. Which means, the Tosfot says another answer. Tosfot says, you have to say it was these things over here. Because even if they had the other ailments over there, so long as they had money, they were able to pay somebody to do their bidding. So even if they were a leper, and even if they were blind, as long as they had money in their pocket, they could pay off somebody to go get Moshe Rabbeinu in trouble. So again, the only logical reason that you have to say that when it says they died, must be they lost their money. But then Tosfot just points out, the simple pshat, when it says, kimetu kol aneshim ha'ele, was not referring to the Tav Aviram. The simple pshat of pasuk, kimetu kol aneshim ha'ele, is referring to Paro and all his men. Because it's a Vayamot Paro, right? Vayakum Melech Halas Muzayim. Paro himself died. I mean, the original Paro died and all his men. That's the simple Pshat of Pasuk. The Pshat is not to the Tav Aviram. The Pshat is for the Paro and his men.
With the Mitzvah, yes. That it would have came back.
And then it wouldn't have been in the Adah. In the times of Korah, I said they were in the Adah.
If they
had leprosy in Egypt, right? So it was healed at Matan Torah, but it came back at the Egel, so then it wouldn't have been in the Machaneh in Korach side. Because they were in the Machaneh. So that cannot be Mitzorah. Okay, continue the Gemara. Gemara continues on the bottom. Tarabana. Im b'chukotai telechu. Okay, if you fulfill my statutes. En im ele lashon tacharonim. The word im is like pleading. God is pleading. Please, I'm begging you, keep my statutes. Im b'chukotai telechu. Like the pasuk says, Halvai, Lu, Hashem says, I wish, Halvai, the people would listen to me. I mean, God wants us to listen to this word. The Pasuk is not proving you that the word im is supplication. It's just showing that God wills us to fulfill His Torah. Im, please, I'm supplicating you to keep the Torah. Like it says, Lu Abi Shomei Ali, Halvai, my nation should listen to me. And what would happen? I would subjugate their enemies. Lu ikshavta lemitzvotai. Halvai, the Jewish people would listen to my mitzvot. And your peace would be flowing like a river. And there would be a tremendous amount of beracha and their children and their descendants. Jewish people, when they reached the level of Matan Torah, God said, Miyitin, I hope that they will be able to have fear of God and we maintain this level, them and their children, Adola. So the Pasuk says, Amar lehem Moshe l'Yisrael, Moshe l'Ben Tazor, Jewish people, Kefuye tova, Bene, Kefuye tova. You ingrates, the son of ingrates. V'sha'a she'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Yisrael, when God told the Jewish people, Miyitin, Vayal Babam Zeh lahem, when God said, who's going to give? We wish, who should give? We wish that somebody would give, that the Am Yisrael would be have Yirat Shamayim like this forever. They should have said, you give me Yitin. Atatitin. If they would have said that to God, then God would have gave them a tremendous measure of Siyata Lishmaya. They would have remained God-fearing for the rest of their life. But what? They didn't appreciate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was offering them. They didn't appreciate it by not saying, you give it to us. So then appreciate what that deal was. God's giving you so much opportunities for things. You should have told God. When he said, me ten, they should have said, atat ten, you give it to us. They didn't say that. But what else says, dichtiv, et kifuye tova, dichtiv, benafshenu katsa, belechem akilokev. The Jewish people instead, why? They complained about the man. What did they call the man? Lechem akilokev. Kel is Nashon Kal. What was their complaint about the man? You cannot believe. Look at Rashi says, Kal hu haman. It's light. What do you mean light? Umipne sheya nivla bechol evrehim. It gets absorbed into the bones. Ve'enam yotzim lahus. There's no waste. That's their complaining. We want regular food that there's waste. Lechem akilokev. Kira'u kilkul v'ragenu al kach. She says, that was a big test, they don't have to go to the bathroom. Why? To go out in the bathroom in the Midbar, you have to go far away outside the Mahaneh. So God saved them the tirah, the time, and everything. What are they doing? They're complaining. Oh, so you see what the Jewish people were? Kefuye tova, bene kefuye tova. They were the sons of Kefuye tova, the Khtib. Where did it come from, this Kifuye Tova? They inherited it from their grandfather. Who's their grandfather? Adam Rishon. Aisha Asher Natata Imadi, He Natnali Menaretz Baruchal. It was your fault, God. You gave me Chava. That's ingrate, because God gave Chava to Adam Rishon as an aid. I said, or Ezer Kenegdo. And you come along back to God and say, what did you give me? It's your fault. You gave me this lady over there. She caused me to eat. So the Kifuye Tova was already from the times of creation, from the times of Adam and Rishon. Benek Kifuye Tova. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu is rebuking them. At the end of his life, after 40 years, Moshe Rabbeinu says, you made such a mistake. When God said, Mi yiten la'ya levavam li'ra'oti kol hayamim, you should have said, Tenata. Ingrates, the son of ingrates. Moshe Rabbeinu rebuked them. So it says, Ve'at Moshe Rabbeinu, even Moshe Rabbeinu, lo ramza lehem li'yisrael ela har 40 shana. He didn't tell them this rebuke until after the 40 years. Sheneemar, va'olech etchem b'midbar 40 shana. It says, after the 40 years sojourn in the desert, uchti ve'donatan Hashem lachem live. And God did not give you a heart to understand. Which on that day, you should have said, you give it to us. But they didn't give it to you. That was God. It was Moshe Rabbeinu's rebuke that the Jewish people did not appreciate what God was offering. Amar Abba, Shema Mina, Lo Kae, Inish Adate, Derebe, Ad Arbeim Shenin. Stop here. Here we learn that part, that a student doesn't understand his rabbi's mind till 40 years. It takes 40 years to really understand. What's the ayah over here? Where do you see that it takes 40 years for a student to really understand his master's understanding? So look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. Lo Ramza. לתוכחזו, משה רבנו didn't hint this rebuke to the Jewish people, אלא לאחד ממשנה במשנה תורה, בערבות מואב, אמר להם, ונתן לכם לב לדעת, שתהיו יודעים לשאול מה היה מבקש מכם. God, you don't have wisdom to know what to ask God for. אלמה, אף משה רבנו לא נזכר לתת על ליבו דבר זה עד ממשנה. You see, Moshe didn't understand God, what God's claim was until 40 years later. Which is, why didn't he rebuke him right away when the Jewish people did not ask for this, you know, Shaban that God was offering? Ela what? It takes a student 40 years to really understand the depth. And then for 40 years later, Moshe Rabbeinu said, that day there was a. So that's the way that she's learning, that the Ayah is from Moshe to God. However, the Tosafot argues. Look at the Tosafot. And Amud Rishon. Start Tosafot Kepuyeh Tova. The Jewish people were ingrates. Lekach karam Kepuyeh Tova Shuratzu Lomar Atatin. Which means, why did they tell God, give us? Tosafot says, Lefi Shelo Ayu Rotzim Na'azik Lo Tova Bekach. Once already he asked God for a favor, then you owe him. So they were kifuyeh tova. When God said, "Mi yiten," who should give him? We'll give you. You'll have Yirat Shem your whole life. They should have said, "Give us you, God." But they didn't want to say, because once they get a freebie from God or a gift, they owe him. And they were kifuyeh tova. Next Tosfot. Ad arba'im shenim lo kainish. 40 years it takes a person to understand that, you know, this rabbi's depth, right? Pirush Rashi, Asheaf Moshe lo nizkar. Right? We see Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu took 40 years for him to figure it out. Im tomar. Amai ka'as Moshe al Yisrael. Halo gamun on his car. Exactly. How did Moshe Rabbeinu get angry with the Jewish people? He also didn't figure it out until 40 years later. So what is he getting angry for at them? Yisomar, shelefi shehu lo haya tzarich letfila zu, lo natan lev ad mem shana, dekam adarte de rabbe, ava Yisrael sheyu tzarichim letfila zu, haya lem letbonem ota sha'a, So Tosfot answers that the reason why it's not a claim against Moshe didn't need that Yirat Shemaim that God was offering, because he already was holding on a high level. So for Moshe Rabbeinu, it wasn't a claim. But the Jewish people that worshipped the golden calf, that needed this extra measure of Yirat Shemaim, so to them they should have pondered it. Moshe Rabbeinu has no claim against him, because he had Yirat Shamayim on the highest level. So God's giving out the Yirat Shamayim, and Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have that issue. So therefore the claim was against the Jewish people that needed it. So therefore, how come you didn't respond? V'li pirish shemoshe lo ekpid alem adabar ze ad mem shana, ki haya savud ed esof mem shana ya'amdu al da'at konam v'yomru atatem. V'lo haya bedato sheyu menichim lomar oto mishum kipiyat tova. אבל כשעברו 40 שנה של אז שהיה אליהם לדעת, הבין עליהם שהיו מניחים בשביל כפיית טובה, ואז הוא חיחם. Which means, Moshe Rabbeinu, he understood right away. But what? The Jewish people, Moshe Rabbeinu said, listen, you got to give them 40 years to understand. Because it takes 40 years for a student to understand exactly what his rabbi is asking. So he waited for 40 years. After 40 years, where he saw that they still didn't ask, now we said, now you understood what God meant from you, and you still didn't ask for it? You must be kifuyeh tova. So the Ra'ayah is from the Jewish people. So Kaza Yehba Fatah, Ma'alukah B'din Rashi, Tosafot. According to the Rashi, the Ra'ayah for a student is rabbi for 40 years, is from Moshe Rabbeinu, that he didn't understand till 40 years later, that's why he rebuked after 40 years. According to the Ra'i, no. The Ra'ayah is from Am Yisrael, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu waited 40 years, because you got to give him a chance to figure it out. Once they couldn't figure it out after 40 years, he realized now they know it and they're still not responding. Kifuyeh tova, b'nei kifuyeh tova. Good? Okay, comes the Gemara and continues. The Amar b'Yohanan Mishum Rabbi Banna'a. My dichtiv, Ashnechem Zor'e al kol mayim. Fortunate are those people that they plant on the water. Meshalche regel, Hashor v'chamot. They send the leg of the ox and the donkey. Ashrehem Yisrael b'zman shoskim b'Torah b'gimilut chasadim. Fortunate the Jewish people, when they involve themselves in the study of Torah gimilut chasadim, Yitzram masur b'yadam. That's it. When they study Torah and do chesed, the Yetzer Hara is in their hand. They control it. Ve'en hem mesurim b'yad Yisram. And they are not delivered in the hand of their inclination. Shne'emar ashrehem zor'ei al kol mayim. What's mayim? Well, the end ziri'ah ila sadaqah. First, the planting is referring to charity. Shnei emad ziru lachem l'sadaqah b'kasud l'fi hasid. Sadaqah is like planting. where there's fruits, there's benefits. Ve'en ma'im ela Torah shenemar hol kotzame lechula ma'im. So it says, Ashrechem zor'e al kol ma'im. Fortunate those that plant, meaning they plant their charities, and al kol ma'im, they study Torah. And what's going to happen to those people? Meshalche regel. They send away the one that is walking by foot. Who is that? Meshalche regel ashur v'hamor. That is the Yetzirah. How do you know the Yetzirah walks by foot? So that's going to tap those foot. Derish nim meshalche regel. The Yetzirah nekla oreyach. The Yetzirah sometimes is called a guest. How does a guest come? Guest comes by leg, by foot. Kedekhtiv v'yavo helech le'isha ashir. Helech, he walks. It sounds like a guest. He comes and he walks into the person. So therefore, it's a Mishal. Hey, Regel, you're going to send the wayfarer, the one that's walking, you're going to send him away. How to the study of Torah and Gemilut Hasadim. Person's attitude when it comes to the study of Torah has to be kishor le'ol. Like a shor as a yoke. Has to be a responsibility. And you have to carry the load with great burden, with great strength, like a donkey. Which means it has to be with great sacrifice and great diligence, like an ox that has the yoke on him, its responsibility, as well as great effort, like the donkey carries the load of the weight on his shoulders. Okay, now we go back to the Mishnah that ends the Agarata. Now we go back to the Mishnah. We learned what? That 3 days before the holidays of the Goyim, you're not allowed to do business with them. Why? Because we're worried. They're going to sell them an animal. They're going to come and use that animal for Avodah Zarah, for a sacrifice or something like that. They're going to start giving praise to Avodah Zarah because of your business dealing with them. So the Gemara says, Gimel Yamim, Asudatit Vilatitam, Umi Vaina, and Kudai. 3 days? That's a lot of time to stop business. Why? You need such amount of time? Not enough. We learned in the Mishnah. Mishnah says like this. Tell me, the Rashi understands the question. That from 3 days already before, he's buying the animal for the holiday?
There's
4 times a year, a mocher, behemah, havero, a guy that sells a behemah to his friend, sarik lo di'o, Imam Macharti Lishchot, Bita Macharti Lishchot. We have a law that says, Otov et beno lo tishchatu biyom echad. You're not allowed to slaughter an animal and its child on the same day. Now, when you sell animals, how does the buyer know if there's somewhere in the world that the child or the mother was sold and it's being slaughtered on the same day? So there's certain times of the year where people are certainly slaughtering animals because of the holiday that's coming up. So the seller has to tell the buyer, beware. I sold the daughter of this animal today as well. And therefore, you got to be careful not to make shechita on it. Because if you're going to make shechita, or the opposite, the one that buys the daughter, you have to say, I sold the mother today as well. So therefore, wait till tomorrow to slaughter yours. Because you're not going to be able to slaughter it today. You have to give warning. The buyer, beware that there's a mother and a daughter that's out there that was sold today, and therefore be careful not to slaughter it. Now, there's 4 times a year that we have to be concerned that people are going to slaughter the animals immediately, and not just leave them in their pen until they grow a little more. What are those 4 times a year? Erev Yom Tov Aharon Shel Chag, the last Erev Yom Tov of Sukkot, the last day of Sukkot. Erev, we'd call that Erev Shemini Atzeret. Okay? Erev Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, that's Erev Pesach, Ve'erev Atzeret, that's Erev Shavuot, Ve'erev Rosh Hashanah, and the day before Rosh Hashanah, Uchtem Rebbe Yosef Gilili, Kot Rebbe Yosef Gilili, Af Erev Yom Kippurim BeGalil. In the Galil region, also Erev Kippur. Now, what are these special days of Rashi says, Ba'ani Dal Perakim, Ba'azikin and Dedi Inish Dechot Man Dezabin Be'ma Shachatla B'yome. You could assume if you're buying an animal on that day, you're slaughtering it on that day. Why? Mishum haki kamar imam macharti lishchot. You have to tell the second buyer, listen, I sold the mother today. And therefore, if you're going to slaughter this animal today, you're going to make an isud. Therefore, wait until, I guess not tomorrow, because it's Yom Tov, but wait until after. Ve'al tishchat ota et abad shem kol. Mishum otom et beno. Tem yom echad mechayev acharon. The second guy is going to be hayav. Ve'elu yamim I efshar belo basav. Ve'kulim akol. You need meat for those days. So everybody's buying, and then we for sure you have to assume they're slaughtering. What's the days? Erev Yom Tov Aharon Shel Chag. What's so special about Erev Shemini Atzeret? And the Shuyom Hashlamat Korbanot HaChag, the Mishelo Chag. Whoever didn't bring their korbanot on the first days of Sukkot, you have to shlumin on the last day. So therefore, that's a big makeup test. A lot of people are, you know, trying to make up for the busyness that they had by not bringing the Qurban before. Not only that, Yudal Nisan is Erev Pesach. That's Qurban Pesach. Everybody's slaughtering on that day. Erev Atzeret, because you have Shabbat Hagigah, Olat Re'iyah. Before Shabbat, you have to go to Bet Mikdash, you have to bring Qurban Hagigah and Olat Re'iyah. Vechen Rosh Hashanah Yom Tov Huv Ochlim Basar. Clearly, Rashi says, it's the holiday Yom Tov and Rosh Hashanah, and eat meat. So anybody that's buying an animal on Erev Rosh Hashanah, for sure you're slaughtering it. And Yom Kippurim also, in the Galil, on Erev Kippur, because Erev Kippur is a big day to eat. And therefore, the custom in Galil was to make a big feast on that day. As she says, "BeGalil ayu regilim darbot simchay yoter." So, Katari Erev Yom Tov Alma. Also, what do you see over here? Alma lo zavin inish mekames seuda elachad yoma, which means the most is one day before the seuda you buy the animal. The ilu machra etmol. If he would have sold them 2 days before the holiday, lo ayam mazid lo ayom. That in Adam kone gimel yamim kodem. The kach surkei shonai yom gimel. Exactly, a person doesn't buy ready the food from 2 or 3 days before. He buys it right before. So why do you have to tell me when it comes to the goyim? Oh, 3 days before you cannot sell it to them because you're going to use it for the holiday. What do you mean? 3 days before they don't use it for the holiday. They use it for the holiday only. Or they use it for that day. So you sell it 3 days, they're going to slaughter it on that day. So it's not for the holiday. So why are they going to 3 day rule that I'm going to buy it on Sunday because they're going to slaughter it on Wednesday? So Gemara says, Hatam del Achila Saga B'Hanjuma. Over there in the law of the holidays, for us, we're buying it to eat. You're buying it to eat, so 1 day is enough. You buy it that day, you slaughter it, no problem. However, Achad del Akraba, but by the Goyim, they're taking the animal for a Korban. They're not eating it. Ba'inan taltayomer, any 3 days to go through the inspections, to look at it, to check it, if there's blemishes and all that other stuff. So they got to go through the laws. So hakraba is a longer process. Then she says, hakraba la'avodat kochavim oved koyim mahazir ahadah gimel yamim. Exactly, they got to take them 3 days till they, you know, check the animal properly. So comes Gemara and says, ulakraba sagi betlata yome. Now go the other way. If it's for akraba, 3 days is enough. Already, it should take them more time. How? Veha tanya. We're not talking about that. Shualim belchot pesach. Kodem at pesach shiloshim yom. Already, we start learning belchot pesach 30 days before the holiday. Rashbag omer shtei shabbatot. Now, what are you learning over there? All the laws of the korbanot, all the laws of the moon, what the korban is, how do you bring it? So it seems it takes 30 days. And he tells the guy, yeah, 3 days already, he's able to go through all the subjects. So Gemara says, well, we have a much higher standard of laws of sacrifice than they do. We have a lot of frequency in blemishes that posel the korban. Even a blemish in the cataract of the eye of the animal. So we need 30 days to go through it. Inu de mechusar ever. To them, the only thing that's posel the korban, if they're missing a limb. So it's easy. That's all I have to tell. Itlehu betlata yomes again. All it takes is, right, 3 days is a lot even. No. 3 days, okay, well, that 3 days, because they check the animal. Okay, before we go further, let's do the Tosfot over here. Tosfot, call it Tosfot. Umi ba'inat kudahai. So the question was what? פירוש רש"י וכי אדם רגיל כל כך לעלות על ליבו שמחתו ועגוד ועשת גמל ימים קודם לפי שהוא יום עד של עבודת כוכבים ונזכר שם עבודת כוכבים תדיר בפי ועזיר למודו. Would you tell me that the guy remembers his holiday 3 days before, therefore he's starting to buy the korban or the animal to slaughter 3 days before, that he's going to give thanks to God on his own? That's too far away. ועתנה בדלו פרקים ומסיק הטעם לאכילה שאינו צרו לפני החג אלא על זכי אכילה. Which is when it comes to the inyan of achila, before the holiday, all he's interested is in eating for the holiday. Sagi b'had yom ha'achad ha'krava. But over here by the goyim, it's for sacrifices. She sadik razad ha'ad eske ha'krava. They're already involved in buying an animal for sacrificial purposes. Ba'et latay yomeh. Vilkak asur lasev latet b'chol inyane meka omemkar. Therefore, you cannot get involved in any transactions, Tosfot says, Mishum deshem avodat kuchavim shagud befiv, which means already 3 days before, they, since already their mind is on the Korban, so already they're talking about the holiday, they're talking about their God, so you can do any transaction. Which means, once the Korban is in the air, Their mind already is on the holiday. And they're talking already from the 3 days before about their God. So any transaction now you're going to do with them to support is going to cause them to talk about their God, because already they're in the mode. Because they're in the Qurban state already. Now, Tosfot says another question. The next one. And if you're talking about, so you tell me the first day that you have to be, to tell the customer, buyer, beware, is when Erev Shemini Atzeret. So Tosfot asks, Ha delo nakat harishon shel hag. Why don't you just say Erev Sukkot, the first day? Lefi shem terudim b'mitzvah lulav v'sukkah, because their mind is not on eating. Their mind is on the mitzvah lulav. The ones on Mizrach Sukkah, the Einlein Penai Larbot B'Sa'udot. Not everybody is slaughtering Korbanot Erev Sukkot. Maybe they have meat from before. They're not slaughtering that day. That day is the day of the Lulav, and that day is the day of building the Sukkah. Therefore, you know, it's not for sure that they're going to slaughter on that day. It's a busy day. Yes, Mefarshim, the Ba'anech Arba Perakim Tamar Abba Ibbihu. And some say that all these 4 days that we said, there's a major reason for them. Yom Tov Aharon Shel Chag Mefishu Zman Befnei Atzmo V'Haluk Meshel Lefanav, which means the Atzeret is a separate holiday. So that's a separate holiday. Tiknu Larbot B'Seudah. So that's a special day that has more Seudah than normal. So therefore, since it's a special day, especially it says that all the Korbanot that were brought on the first days of the holidays were Keneged the Goyim. And the holiday, Shemini Atzeret's Korbanot Keneged Am Yisrael. So that's a very special day. So therefore, they would have a bigger Seudah that day. Vashenke B'Shevi'i Shel Pesach, as opposed to the 7 day of Pesach. It's just a continuation of the Pesach. V'gam HaKorbanot Shemini Ayu B'Shevi'i Yisrael. Like we just said, the Korbanot on Shemini Atzeret were Keneged Yisrael. All the holiday, the first days of Sukkot was connected to Goyim. Erev Pesach, the fish Yom Geulah, v'Yisiel deHarut. Okay, Erev Pesach is the holiday of redemption. Everybody would slaughter an animal on that day for the Simcha. The Atzeret, what about Shavuot? We learned the Gemara Pesachim. Makol Modim ba'Atzeret deVayde Nami Lachem. Everybody holds that on Shavuot you have that meat. Why? Because that's the day we got the Torah, and therefore everybody would slaughter the meat before Shavuot because that was everybody agrees Lachem. Rosh Hashanah. Now listen to this Tosfot, the way he says what Rosh Hashanah is. Listen to Rashi, the Tosfot. Rosh Hashanah, the Shu'ut Tehilat Hashanah. Since Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the year, Marbim B'Se'udah, we have a beautiful festive meal. La'asot Siman Yafeh. In order that we start the year on a good note, a good Siman. Ve'kama Anyanim Osimu Le'Siman Yafeh. Like we do many signs. We have the sweetness and all the different items as well. Okay, continue Tosfot. Uchtevrei Rabbi Yosei Ap Erev Yivikuprim Begalil. So what did the Gemara say? That according to Rabbi Yosei, in the Galil, Erev Kippur was also a big day also, because they would have big Seudah. Tosfot Tema, Beperik Amad Ketubot, Parik Talmud Yom Kippurim Shaliot Beshini B'Shabbah. It says, let's say Yom Kippur comes out on a Monday. Yidhe. We should push Kippur up. Wow. Yom Kippur on a Monday. Why? Gezerah Shema Yishkot Ben Off. Because you're worried that you might come to slaughter a chicken on Shabbat. Why? Because if Kippur is on Monday, so what's the day you got to eat? Sunday. So Erev Sunday is Shabbat. So we're worried that you might come to slaughter the animal, the bird on Shabbat, because the mitzvah to eat on Sunday. Why are you only picking Kippur all these days then? Which means the day before all these days that you're telling me it's a mitzvah to eat. So if these days would come out on a Erev Shabbat, if these days would come on a Monday, we should be concerned. Because why? If the holiday comes out on a Monday, so therefore the Erev of the on the day before is the day of the slaughtering, and we're worried that what you might come to do it on Shabbat, just like you're telling me on Kippur, just like you're telling me on, it comes out on Sunday, just like you're telling me on Kippur, that the day of the eating comes out on Sunday, the day before Kippur. So say the same thing over here. When these days come out on a Sunday, so we should be concerned to push it off, because you might do it on Shabbat. Why are you only asking according to me, Yosef? All these 4 days, the Gemara just say, when Shemini Atzeret comes out on a Sunday, push it off, because you might come to slaughter the animals on Shabbat, just like we're saying on Erev Kippur. Yisomar, the Shapir Parich Alibad Rabbanam, the Rabbanam, the Ikar Perichem Ben Of Tavka, which means the Gemara's only concern over here is you might come to slaughter a bird, which is easier to slaughter. The behema ikatir hayitera, an animal. It's not so easy to slaughter an animal. First, you got to knock it down to the ground. And the big tirha, la pira umidkar.
which means by the time you get to slaughter it, you're going to remember that it's Shabbat. Ubiperakim elu enam regilim rak bebehemot. In these holidays, they're only with eat behemot. So therefore, there's no concern, according to the rabbis, that if the holiday fell on a Sunday, that you might come to slaughter an animal on Shabbat. Who's slaughtered? You might come to, by the time you get it all set up, you're going to remember, what am I doing? It takes 20 minutes to set up the animal. By that time, you remember it's Shabbat. Masha'ekin on Erev Kippur, they weren't eating behemot. They were eating lighter foods. They were eating birds. Oh, so therefore, according to the B'Yoseh, that Erev Kippur was a bird day, that you have to be concerned that they might come to slaughter on Shabbat. U'b'yom Kippurim, they get in be'ofot ve'dagim. With very kalim, easy foods. Okay, next Tosfot. The day of heating.
But why are we worried?
I'm not going to do Shabbat.
Rosh Hashanah falls on Sunday.
Rosh Hashanah comes out Sunday.
Yeah, but we're talking about Yom Kippur coming on Monday.
Because Erev Kippur is on a Sunday. I'm not worried about, you don't eat on Kippur. I'm worried about the Erev Kippur. Are they eating?
Right, I was thinking Erev Kippur Monday.
Look at the next Tosfot. Shu'arim b'ilchot Pesach. Oh, so you have to start learning the laws of Pesach 30 days before. And the Gemara is assuming, what's the logic why I have to learn 30 days before? To study the laws of the Korbanot. So Tosfot says, Ve'af api shegam ata, she'en Korban, shu'adim b'ilchot ha-Pesach kodel ha-Midyom. Today we also study the laws 30 days before, even though there's no Korban. Mikol makom ikar ha-takana ala Korban nitkena. Tosfot, the original takana of the 30-day learning the laws was originally for the Korbanot. Today it's only like a zecher. We're doing it farthing, but the original takana was for korban. Because I'm going to talk about the kavod of pesachim. Okay, shalem nevi'u amid b'pesach ha'ishon, b'zid al pesach sheni. Exactly. Where did we learn the 30-day rule from? The 30-day rule really was from Pesach sheni, because the laws of Pesach sheni were taught on Pesach Rishon. So it's 30 days. And what's the laws of Pesach sheni? It's only korbanot. It's korbanot. It's all korbanot. So you see, the 30-day rule is a korban item. But today they don't have korbanot. We just do it as a zecher. Okay, next Tosfot. Okay, no, we didn't do the Gemara yet. Comes the Gemara, continues. De'amar bin Azar, minayin lemechusar eved asur lebnei Noah. How do you know that if the animal is missing a limb, that's going to be pasul for bnei Noah? Dichtiv, because it says when God told Noah to bring the animals on the teba. It says mikol achai. Mikol basar, from all the living, mikol basar, to all the flesh, shenayim mikol, right, to each. Amra Torah, have behema shehayin rasheb evarim shela. Bring an animal that its main organs are there. Rashi, umikol achai al shem shaya atid noah lechriv mehem. Right, because Noah was going to bring them as korbanot eventually. And what does it say over here? The pasuk is saying that what umikol ahay, umikol basar. That what? That only the animals that have hayim in their major organs. Those are the animals that you have to bring. And what? Those animals you're going to bring as a sacrifice. So obviously you see from what that an animal that's destined to bring as a korban. This is Ben Noah. This is Noah. So that's got to be only in Hashem, not cataracts and all these detail items. Life in the major in the major organs. The Gemara says, we say it's called a high. It's got to have life, not a detail item. It's got to be a major organ that gives life. The Gemara says, I'm sorry, what do you mean? You need high to come and teach you that the animal that you bring on the teva cannot bring a terefa, cannot have an internal wound. You're telling me from Mikola High we learn what? It's got to have life. It cannot be missing an organ. But what are you talking? I need the word high to teach me to know what that you can't bring on the animal the Teva. Terefa. Gemara says, Delo Terefa Melahayot Zera Nafka. No, the Pasuk says by Noah, Lehayot Zera. An animal that can have children. And the Gemara is assuming that a Terefa cannot have children. So therefore, because you need the animals to promote, we want them to continue to exist, right? They're progeny. So therefore, for the fact that it's la hayot zera, it's got to be animals that are able to procreate. So that's how I know it can't be a terefa. What do I learn from a high? A high teaches me that's got to be an animal that's not missing organs.
Gemara says, "Hani haleman amar terefa in a yoledet." That's a good according to opinion that says that a terefa animal cannot have children. Ela leman de amar terefa yoledet, but according to the opinion that says that a terefa can have children. So now, so you can't tell me that the pasuk that says melahayot zera is coming to exclude a terefa, because a terefa can have children. Melahayot zera doesn't come to tell me that according to this opinion, terefa can procreate, can have children. So what is the hayot zera coming to teach me? My ika lememar, what are you going to come and tell me? So how are you going to know terefa? Amar kera ittecha. It says take the animals with you. Bedomim lecha, like you. And therefore we're assuming, just like Noah was not a terefa, so therefore the animals have to be like you. Bedilma Noah gufe terefa hava. Who says? Maybe Noah was a terefa himself. Who told you Noah wasn't a terefa? Maybe he was a terefa. Tamim ketiv be. It says Noah is sadiq tamim. Tamim, he was perfect.
Dilma tamim bedrachav.
Haya. Maybe tamim means in his ways, not in his physical being. The Gemara says sadiq ketiv. No, we know his ways here because it says sadiq. So we know his ways were good. So it must be tamim means physical. No, dilma tamim bedrachav sadiq bemaasav. Maybe tamim means in his ways, as she says in his midot, he was humble and low key, modest, and sadiq in his actions, meaning he didn't steal. So therefore, how do you know Noah was not a terefa? So Gemara says, lo salkadatach de Noah gufe terefa havai. We would not even think for a second to say that Noah was a terefa. Because if you're going to tell me that Noah indeed was a terefa, Amar le Rahmana kevatech ayil. What, bedavka God wants terefot on the teva? Meaning, take the animals that are like you. Shalmin lo te'ayil. Don't take in perfect animals. Doesn't make sense. Why would God davka say take animals that are like you? Just like you're a terefa, I only want terefot on the teva. What? No shalim. It makes no sense to say that. Oh, so therefore, what are we coming to say over here? We're coming along to say that really from the pasuk of Noah, that it says Mikolahai teaches us that the animals have to be without missing limbs. And that's how we know that if it's missing Ibarim, it's considered a blemish for Ben Noah. And what's Lahayot Zera? We thought it's coming to teach me what? Has to have children. Has to have children because so what does that teach me? How to have children? It cannot be a terefa. Oh, that's good. According to opinion that says that a terefa cannot have children, but according to opinion says a terefa can have children. So then, what does the pasuk of lehayot zera come to? Or how do I know terefa? You know, I know terefa. I don't know from lehayot zera. I know terefa from etecha. Etecha. That just like you're not a terefa, Noah. Just like you're not a terefa, logically speaking, you have to say, no, I was not a terefa. So to bring on the teva animals itecha. So that's how I know the animals were not a terefa. But according to that opinion, what do you do with the hayot zera? Which is terefa, I know from Noah. Balmum, I know from Mikolahai. But according to the opinion, what is the hayot zera come and teach me? So Gemara says, "Be'ashta denafka le mitecha." Now that I learned from itecha, la hayot zera, lamali, what do I need the pasuk of la hayot zera? I know it from Etecha. That's just like you're not a terefa. No terefot on the teva. Im etecha, because if it would have said just the word etecha, that bring the animals on the teva, just would have said the word etecha with you. Havamina litzavta be'alma. I would have thought that the animals that are brought on the teva are just for Noah's company, which means not terefot. But the reason why we want you to bring the animals on the teva is to keep Noah company. That she says, La'amud imo yud bet hodashim beteva, which means, listen, we don't want a terefa to come on the teva. Why? Because a terefa doesn't live for more than 12 months. So therefore, I would say the reason why God said to Noah to bring the animals on the teva that are not terefot, to keep him company on the teva for 12 months. She shouldn't be alone. Ve'afilu zakin, afilu saris. And therefore, I would say you could even bring an old animal that's not worthy to have children, or even a seris, an animal that was castrated, cannot have children. Ketiv Rachamana Zera. That's why the Torah has to come and say no. That the reason why I want you to have, not only that they shouldn't be terefot, so they can live for 12 months to keep your company on the teva, but I want them not to be terefot lehayot zera, because I want them to be able to continue to promote. That she says. That the reason why God wanted Noah to bring the animals on the Teva was for two reasons. Number one, to bring them as a korban when he gets off the Teva. And number two, in order that they'll be able to continue the species. That the species will be able to continue. So let's review before we continue. We have to review what took place over here. The Gemara started off. Well, how do you know that they ben Noah, Hagoy, is Mitzuveh, that the moon for his korbanot is Dafkar Asher Evanim, is a bone missing? Kol Ahai. Noah, it starts with Noah and the animals on the table. Kol Ahai. Ahai tells me it's going to be Dafkar things that the life is on it, which is the limbs, the major bones, not the cataracts and things like that. Okay, beautiful. So we call a high that teach me that. So what is the pasuk where hayot zera come and teach me to be able to hold children? To teach me to not terefa. Good. So I have ba'alum and I have terefa. But according to the opinion that says that a terefa can have children, so the hayot zera doesn't be terefa, because even a terefa can have children. How do I know terefa from itecha? Because the pasuk says like you, and we got to assume Noah was not a terefa. And therefore, just like Noah was not a terefa, bring animals on the teva like you, and therefore not terefa. Oh, so once you're telling me that itecha teaches me terefa, and mikola hay teaches me baalmum, so what do you need the hayot zera from? What is the hayot zera come? Because you would have thought that the reason why God wants no terefot on the teva, I would say what? Because he doesn't want them to die in 12 months to keep Noah company. So he shouldn't be alone on the teva. Oh, that's why Kalim says, no, that's not. And then for what? If it's only for a company standpoint, company, bring an old animal. Bring a city, bring a castrated animal. That's not blemished. That's not a terefa, I mean. Kamashvala, no, the reason why God wants Noah to bring on the teva, non-terefot, is not necessarily to keep him company. But la hayotzera, in order that they'll be able to promote. And who's that? That's what Nozikinim and no city see. So I could have got around the point. No, to the fourth one. I'll bring an old one. No, it's the Hayot Zera. The Kavanah is also to keep these species. Now we have to do just a few of these Tosfotim. Look at the Tosafot. Look at the Tosafot. The bottom Tosfot on the Amud Bet. Minayin lemechusar ebed she'asur leben Noah. The Gemara says, how do you know that a mechusar ebed is asur for b'nei Noah? So Tosfot has a strong question over here. How many mitzvot do we have b'nei Noah? Seven. There should be eight. This is the eighth mitzvah b'nei Noah. That it's asur for them to bring a korban that has a blemish, that has a mechusar ebed. Tosfot's question. Yes, l'dakdek, melashon asur, right? The language of the Gemara is asur. Shehu isur gamur. Uben Noah Mushar Bedabar, and there's an azara against it. Vetema, my tama lo hashiv le bade zayin mitzvot shen itztavu. How come this is not considered part of the zayin mitzvot? Vitchayevu alei mita. And the zayin mitzvot in Noah, if a goy goes against it, he's chayav mita. So then we should have a new halakha. If a goy brings an animal that's missing an eved, chayav mita. It's one of the seven mitzvot. That's Tosfot's question. What's Tosfot's answer? ואין לומר משום דאזהרתה לא כתיבה בהדיה. You'll have to answer me because it doesn't say it בפירוש. We learn it from מכל החי. We're learning it from a דרשה. Tosfot says, by the way, most of the seven mitzvot בני נוח are not written בפירוש. How do we know? המכלל אין אתה שומע עליו כגדרשינם לכל עץ הגן אשר אכול תאכל ולא גזל. How do you know a stealing? Because it says, eat from the trees of the garden that I'm letting you. Mashwa, the trees that are not allowed, is considered theft. Vedabak b'ishto. How do we know that a goy cannot commit adultery? Because the pasuk says, and you'll attach yourself to your wife. Implying what? That you can't go to it. In other words, so a lot of the shiva mitzvot are also not written explicitly, and you still have mita. Velo b'ishtavino. Ela yeshtoman. Here's the big chedush. Dehai kum asehu. דמיש איש מרבינם ג'עובד כוכבים נודרים נדרים ונדבות כישראל. How do we know a goy is allowed to bring a korban in the first place? says ish ish. When it talks about bringing sacrifices, a neder or a nedava, it says ish twice. So the second ish comes and teaches you not only a Jew can bring a korban, but a goy. The im nadar mehusar even. Now, if the goy, let's say, made a neder, and he brings to the mizbeach an animal that's missing a limb, what do we tell him? Amrin alekum vehaber korban shalem. We tell him, get up and bring a different animal to fulfill your vow. And therefore, this mitzvah is a positive commandment. And the seven mitzvot, we only are counting negative commandments. You see how Tosfot turns this into a positive commandment? You're not, I would say it's a negative. You're not allowed to bring a korban that has a missing an even. Tosfot says, no. How does it work? The guy comes and says, Hare alai korban. A goy could do that. I don't know if a goy could do that. We have a pasuk. Ish, ish. A person can make a neder, including a goy. That's a positive commandment. Okay, now the guy makes a neder. He wants he brings this animal. The animal's missing a leg. What is the kohen going to tell him? Go and get another animal. Kum aset. To fulfill your neder, go get another animal. So that, well, since it's manifest in a positive way, Tosfot says, the kum aseh is we're not listening in the all. If you look at all the seven mitzvot, they're negatives. Don't kill. Don't commit adultery. Don't steal. And things like that. Oh, that's the question that the mefarshim ask over here. What about setting up a court system? Setting up a court system is also, so you have to say that's also a negative. Because why not setting up a court system, you're creating perversion. Now don't create criminals. How do you not create criminals? By creating it. You have to learn them all in the negative. Look at the Tosafot. What's a negative? Don't mitzvah to stay with your wife, so don't go with the other wife. Point is over here, this mitzvah is on that positive. Look at Tosafot. Quickly, v'dilma on Amud Rishon, v'dilma Noach gufe terefa haba. The Gemara had haba, I mean it to say, maybe Noach was a terefa. So the Gemara said, how do you know terefa from the word ittecha? Right? The animals have to be like you, ittecha. So we said, just like Noach was perfect, so the animals must have been perfect. Who says? The Gemara says, maybe Noach was a terefa. How could the Gemara even think for a second that Noach was a terefa? Why? We don't know it wasn't a terefa. The fact that he lived. Didn't he get off the Tabah and live? A terefa cannot live for more than 12 months. So what do you mean the Gemara's question? Maybe no, it was a terefa. What do you mean no, it was a terefa? He lived after the Tabah. That's what the Gemara's saying. At that time, lo haya yodei maya terefa o shalem. He didn't know what he was. Shiyaniyah milavi terefa mitam domin lecha. Which means, at the time that God called Noah, bring like you. Noah doesn't know what he is, so therefore, he wouldn't refrain from being terefot. Because if he doesn't know what he is, he could be a terefot, so therefore he would bring terefot as well. So that's what the Gemara's question is. How do you know what Noah was at the time? At the time Noah didn't know what he was, therefore he wouldn't have refrained from bringing terefot on the Yeteva. So Tosfot says, he doesn't like that. But only he had terutz. I don't like that answer. Dal korhach, lo ezhiru ela beterefot agalui venikar. Tosfot is saying like this: when God told Noah, let's say, not to bring terefot on the teba, he meant terefot that are obvious, terefot that are noticeable. The beterefot shebaseh teloye achol lavchein. Wait, Tosfot, he is not able to discern Noah on a terefot that's inside the animal's stomach. So obviously, the terefot that we're talking about is clear terefot. So we're back to the question, which means Noah himself, let's say, he didn't know if he was a terefa, but he knows he doesn't have an outward blemish, he knows a terefa. So therefore, and we know he lived. So therefore, pashut that Noah was not a terefa. Outwardly, he had no signs. Therefore, it's clear that we know he wasn't a terefa. Yesh lomar, de'ashtekai keman de'amar haya, de'kasaba terefa haya. We're going according to the opinion over here that holds that a terefa can live. Look, some say terefa can live even more than 12 months. So you have to say, this is Gemara's going according to that opinion. Therefore, Noah came to the teva. Outward blemishes, he did not have. Right? But Gemara says, maybe he was a terefa, but you don't know. Maybe he was a terefa. And so you don't know, we don't know what he was. What do you mean what he was? He lived. No, yeah. Could be, even if he lived, you have no proof that could be he was a terefa. And therefore, there wouldn't be an issue of to bring Terefot on the Teva. That's what Gemara says now. Makes no sense. God is telling Noah, bring like you, meaning you should like your Terefot. I Davka want Terefot on the Teva. Does that make sense that God will only ask for Terefot? Eli, you have to assume that Noah was Shalem, and if God was asking for Shalemim on the Teva, and the Hayot Zerah comes along and says, not only do they have to be Shalem for company, but they have to be Shalem for reproduction, that's why you weren't even allowed to bring an old one or a one that was a Sariz. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen.